If someone told you to hold out your hands and close your eyes, what would you do? I know you might be thinking, well, it depends on who told me to hold out my hands and close my eyes, right? In fact, you may remember an experience of this in your past. Maybe you were that schoolgirl on the playground who was tricked into having a slimy toad placed in your hands by some schoolyard jokester. You probably didn't find it very funny. Or maybe, after complying to this request, someone took advantage of you by taking your wallet or jumping in front of you in line. Again, not very funny. Such jokes are hard to pull off twice. If they tried it again, you probably responded with folded arms and eyes wide open. Trust and obedience go hand in hand. Fortunately, there are people in our lives that have proven over time that they love us, are for us, and would never do anything to trick or harm us. If one of these persons told you to hold out your hands and close your eyes, you would jump to compliance, maybe with anticipation, knowing you are likely about to receive something wonderful. Again, trust and obedience go hand in hand. Now, ask yourself this question. What if God the Father told you to hold out your hands and close your eyes? He's asked it before. In fact, this is what the Father asked His own Son to do. On the cross, Jesus held out His hands to share His Father's love with the whole world. Jesus had an eternal history with the Father. In that history, Jesus knew the Father to be good, trustworthy, and full of grace. Even in stretching out His hands on the cross and closing His eyes in death, He knew that His Father would not trick Him or leave Him hanging. In the end, He knew He would receive something wonderful, and He did. He received the Father's own hand, lifting Him up in glory. And now in Jesus, the Father extends the same open hand to you, promising to lift you up in His Son to a wonderful glory beyond anything we could possibly imagine. Here's how one psalm speaks of the faithfulness of the Father. You open your hand, satisfying the desire of every living thing. The Lord is just in all His ways and kind in all His doings. The Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth. He fulfills the desire of all who fear Him. He also hears their cry and saves them. If you're searching for one to be faithfully near to you, might I suggest you simply open your hands, close your eyes, and ask Jesus to show you His Father. He'll hear your cry and save you. I'm Jeff Broadnax, Speaking of Life.
Thanks for watching this episode of Speaking of Life. We hope you enjoyed it.
We'd love to connect with you. Here are a couple of ways. Subscribe to our newsletter, GCI Update, and like us on Facebook.
And if you'd like more resources from GCI, check out our website.
Thanks again for watching. See you next week.